It would save us 18 cents a gallon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden is asking Congress to suspend the federal gasoline tax.
Proponents acknowledge the move isn't perfect, but they say, look, it's something. Part of an evolving strategy by the White House, perhaps, to at least give the appearance of working to reduce the pain at the pump.
Fox's Kevin Cork, it's not clear if lawmakers will agree to it. Republican Senator Tim Scott tells Fox,
all we're doing is playing a game of moving things around, but not actually impacting the marketplace long term.
Now, gas is a penny cheaper this morning, down an eighth day in a row from a record high. AAA now has regular at about $4.95 per gallon. An earthquake rocked Afghanistan, killing at least 900 people. Some were buried under the rubble of their homes, more than 600 others injured near the Pakistani border. Trump threats and pressure to get election results overturned took center stage in Congress and the House Democrat probe into the Capitol riot.
The Select Committee is trying to draw a link between unproven election fraud claims made by former President Trump and threats directed at election officials and election workers.
A lot of them were racist. A lot of them were just hateful.
Shay Moss is a former Georgia election worker. She says she was targeted after appearing in a video from Fulton County's election center.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There's another hearing tomorrow. The former president calls the probe a hoax. A Trump-backed Senate candidate won a Republican primary runoff in Alabama.
Who will fight for the freedoms and liberty this nation was founded on?
Katie Britt beat Congressman Mo Brooks, who the former president initially supported, then didn't. But in Georgia,
businessman Mike Collins easily defeating Trump-backed Vernon Jones in the state's House GOP runoff by nearly 50 points.
We're securing our borders. We're going to fight for our energy independence, and we're going to get the federal government out of your way.
That's Collins. Brooke Singman was reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There is an update to the earthquake we already mentioned in Afghanistan. The state-run news agency says it's now 1,000 people dead, 1,500 injured. A Senate vote last night sets up debates on a bipartisan gun control compromise.
The main negotiators, Democrat Chris Murphy and GOP member John Cornyn, they say they have an agreement. Murphy called it a breakthrough. Now, the bill would beef up background checks for those under 21. GOP sources say there are no new restrictions or waiting periods, and red flag provisions will only impact violent criminals and those who are mentally ill. They still hope to pass this bill this week.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. It will also include money to bolster school safety and mental health programs and take guns from some domestic abusers. We're still waiting on the Supreme Court's final ruling on abortion as the term winds down after last month's leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices appear ready to overturn the decision 50 years ago that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it. Now, that led Wisconsin's Democratic governor to call for a special legislative session so lawmakers could overturn an old law that bans abortions in Wisconsin. But Republican lawmakers plan to simply adjourn that session without taking any action. In Louisiana, the governor has signed a controversial bill into law.
The bill signed by Democrat John Bel Edwards would sentence doctors convicted of performing abortions between 1 and 10 years in prison, but only if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Well, that much anticipated decision from the high court is expected any day now. Supporters of the legislation say it clarifies and eliminates any conflicts in anti-abortion laws already on the books in Louisiana. Abortion rights activists had pressed Edwards to veto it, noting its lack of an exception for rape or incest victims. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the day after a big rebound, falling futures suggest a return to selling. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.